Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv today, offering a warm and pleasant day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the sea. As the night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump announces that the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, overcoming Iranian opposition, according to I-24 News from earlier this hour. Also, the Peace Council has rejected Israel's demand to remove weapons from Gaza, with Hamas responding for the first time to the agreement, reports Israel Hayom from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel has destroyed terror tunnels in southern Lebanon used by Hezbollah to plan invasions into the Galil, according to JNS from earlier today. Separately, Trump has declared the Peace Council's agreement for Hamas's complete disarmament as historic, according to a letter reported by Walla from earlier today. And finally, anti-Semitic graffiti on a synagogue mural in Altadena, California, has tested community resilience after the LA fires, says Forward from just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya shared just minutes ago that main routes in the tunnel network at Beaufort Ridge in southern Lebanon have been destroyed. Amichai Stein reported earlier today that President Trump announced a historic agreement for the full disarmament of Hamas and other groups in Gaza, with implementation expected within 200 to 300 days. The Israel Defense Forces posted earlier today about dismantling key tunnels used by Hezbollah from the Beaufort Ridge, marking a strategic victory against the group. Now for more on those stories, starting with the peace agreement. President Trump's announcement of the Board of Peace's deal for Hamas's disarmament marks a significant diplomatic milestone. According to I-24 News, Iran attempted to deter Hamas from agreeing, but U.S. intervention ensured the deal's progression. This development could reshape security dynamics in the region, providing a new pathway toward lasting peace. Turning to the destruction of terror tunnels, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that the IDF successfully targeted tunnels in southern Lebanon today. JNS reports these tunnels were intended for Hezbollah's infiltration into Israeli communities. This military action signals Israel's commitment to safeguarding its northern borders from potential threats. Meanwhile, Trump's declaration of the Peace Council's agreement as historic highlights the international efforts for stability in Gaza. Walla reports that this framework for disarmament involves phased implementation over several months. The global community will closely watch how this impacts regional security and humanitarian conditions in the area. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the nation is reassessing home safety measures in anticipation of future disasters, as fortified rooms become essential following recent conflicts. Separately, CTEC highlights the deepening crisis in Israel's tourism sector, with hotel occupancy dropping to 44%. The ongoing conflict with Iran and travel disruptions have delayed a much-needed recovery for the industry. And finally, Walla Business notes a post-war surge in weddings across Israel, with a 10% increase in marriages compared to 2023. This reflects a societal shift as cities adapt to new social dynamics. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.